Schiss oder Shiva. It's great to be back, Baruch Hashem. Well, Maisa, I guess in Elul you're supposed to speak about working hard and doing tshuva, but I'm really embarrassed by the Olam. There's a big mila here. People who are coming in, especially the first year guys, as I think Shlomo Tabush said, they're going from 0 to 100. 0 to 100, that was his line. It's true. So such people are already in Elul mode. There's no need for me to say anything. I'm going at like 30 miles an hour, and they're going, you know, 0 to 100 in like that. And Be'etzem, we're getting ready. But it's a skus for me to watch this, and I hope that for my Avodah Se'elul, I'll be able to get something out of it. Amaisa, the Avodah Se'elul for us is to understand what we can get out of yeshiva. Yeshiva is the place that puts us in the zone. It's very hard to feel Elul anywhere else in the world. All the times throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, the yeshiva was a place where you could taste the feeling of Elul, of Avodah. I'd like to just discuss now what we can get from yeshiva. We're here in yeshiva. Why don't we just learn at home? You know, we'll take out Gemara today. There are plenty of shiurim. You can get tapes, recordings. There are plenty of art scrolls. Why bother traveling all the way to yeshiva? What are we here for, Bichlal? What's the mile over yeshiva over anything else? And the nakuda over here will be that it's everything. Yeshiva is everything. Everything that we need today. Probably the biggest problem we have today is that people are not happy. If you go into a Barnes & Nobles and you go to the self-help section, there are thousands upon thousands of books. There are thousands upon thousands of series with names like Unleash Your Personal Power, Find the Successful You, The Real Me, and now they've become very Jewish. You can go all around Yerushalayim, you can see these catchy phrases. What's happening? Why are people not happy? What are people looking for exactly? There's something going on over here. And Be'etzem, the Yisoid HaDavar is that a person who feels that he's not moving, he's not progressing, he's automatically depressed. Depression is the feeling of feeling frozen. Nothing's doing, nothing's moving, and he feels like something's going to get me. I have to get out there. I have to do something. I have to bring myself out. There are a few words that people use that, you know, are basically words for rejects. One word is potential. He has so much potential. They tell him and he goes, it means he's a loser. I'm sorry. If they told you that, I'm sorry. Why? Because the pshat is he didn't do anything. A person who has potential is more likely to be upset, more likely to be depressed, because nothing has been actualized. He's been sitting there with all these things that people say he could have, would have, should have. And he's a reject. He's a loser. And people are feeling this all the time, and they're trying to activate within them some nakuda, some way. I've heard people who are 50 years old and unemployed reminding me that they got a 1600 on their SATs. Shkoyach. Why are they reminding me of this? Because since then, they haven't had anything go on in life. Did you know I got a 6? Yeah, I know. You told me yesterday. But pshat is they don't feel like they're moving, they're advancing, they're takanat. And that's the most awful experience that a basar vadam, that a tzelem elokim could ever experience, is feeling like he's not moving. And the Maharal opens this up, opens this sugya, and says a phenomenal chiddush. In Tiferes Yisrael he says, you probably know that Adam, man, is called Adam because he's made out of dirt. Adama, that's what I thought. The Maharal says, not so fast. The accurate translation of Adam being from Adama is not that he's from dirt. That's really dirt. Nothing really comes out of dirt. He's made out of soil. He's made out of a fertilized soil that has potential. His whole yesod is he's a field that we have to see what's going to come out of this guy. And something will come out of him. Something. If he does well, something great will come out of him. If not, you see. Shlomo HaMelech says, and we think it's a simple thing, Shlomo HaMelech says that the lazy person's field is filled with weeds. Shkayach, I need Shlomo, the greatest man of all men, to tell me that his field is filled with weeds. Sometimes I come home from Ben Azmanim, I see these things out my window, can't believe in just 1 month all these bizarre things come out of the ground. I don't even know what these things are called. You blow them and they like fall apart, they've got these and ugly types of flowers. What are these things? The answer is you will grow. The shaila is what you're going to be. An Adam is soil. He will make some movements. The shaila is where he's going to move. He might look like one of these things and you go, he disappears. He's made of absolutely nothing. He's some sort of mutation. But an Adam is soil. And when a person knows this, they feel, how am I going to be able to create for myself, to advance? Every person wants to move, advance, climb the corporate ladder, move on in life, ascend. And this need creates a tremendous tension in a person. So that's what we need. We need to find movement. If a person can find out how to cruise, then he will be a happy man. It does not matter if he achieves his goal. As long as he's got the movement, he's going. What's the most exciting moment for a bachur, at least for me, when I was a bachur? First, it's getting your license, and if you're zeicha to get a car, Rabbo said, there's no greater simcha in the world. You know, if I was Chazal, forget bus or v'yayin. You know, if it was mutter to drive a car on Yontif, for a bachur, there's no cruising. Imagine leather interior or radio, not radio, but a good sound system, maybe a convertible, the wind. This is life. What is so exciting about this? When you get your license, do you like want to go, even want to go to, you want to go to the supermarket, take your kid brother, you're cruising, you're going. The answer is there's a thrill to movement. When you're moving, you feel alive. All the time when you're this nerdy guy without wheels, so you're sitting there and you're stationary. If a person feels he could go here, he could go there, he feels he has options, he's alive. He's doing something with himself. And the Maral in Nesiv Gemilas Chasadim takes this to a new madriga as well. This is out of this world. The Maral says in Nesiv Gemilas Chasadim, the Gemara says in Brachas, Amar Rabbi Chelbo, Kol ha-mesameach chasen v'kala, whoever is mesameach, a chasen and kala, is zoka to five kolos. Five great voices, five great brachas, kol sasan, kol simkol, kol chasen v'kol kala. Great, great brachas. Says the Maharal over here, what's this whole issue of five? You know, a lot of these gemaras are closed. We're learning brachas over here. Closed. What is five kolos? What does this mean to me? Listen to Torah Misinai. Says the Maharal the following thing. Why is a chasen and a kala, they're simcha, they just got married, they're shayach to five. What's the number five? He says five is the following. There are four directions, right? North, south, east, west, and you in the middle. He says when you're besimcha, it's you, that's number one, and the four directions, the world is your oyster. You can do whatever you want, you feel alive. A chassan finally got his own house to invite yeshiva bachram over for sudas and have chills. Can't get better than that. Got to wait till after Shana Rishona for that, guys. At least part of it. We'll discuss that another time. But he feels alive. He can have children. He can bring Klal Yisrael to the next generation. When you're at this, you feel like you're a fiver. You feel like it's you, and I could go left, I could go right, I could go front, I could go back, I could go anywhere. That, the Maharal says, is the greatest simcha that someone could ever feel because he finally feels like he's moving. He has the tools to do something with his life. And I want to say a monster chiddush, but it's pashup shat, I hold, at the same time. The word simcha, the Ben Yehoyada at the end of Saita tells us, the word simcha, he says it for his own thing, can also be changed to the word chamisha, which is five. Ayin sham, what he wants from it. But according to this, it's incredible. The greatest experience of simcha is mobility, is the ability to feel like you're in there and I can do whatever I need to do. To have a mahalach, to have a plan, to have a strategy, to know how to do what exactly I would like to do. And there are levels of control that a person can have on this journey. I remember when I was 10 years old, I was going to a friend's house and somebody came to the house. I don't know who this guy, really weird guy, but he had a very cool car. And I remember I had to take a ride in this car. And the mumchim will tell you that a sports car is a bracha levatala unless it's got a stick shift. If it doesn't have a stick shift, it's not bechlal, it's a waste of time. And I went in this car, me and my friend, we went into the back. I'm not going to tell you what kind of car, but it was Spitz car. And I can't say that we were cruising that far because we were in like a suburban area of Teaneck. It was like a little bit like, you know, the baby ride. But this guy put on his glove. He had a special glove for his stick shift. It was really, you know, with the fingers sticking out. And he held that thing, and he's making a this and a that and the What bechlal is the simcha in this? The answer is total control. It's gewaldic. I never knew how to use one of those things, but I can imagine it. Why should I just go on automatic when I can control every detail of this road? That's living with a car. That's cruising with a Porsche. It was a Porsche, sorry. The Nazis, the maximum. That's what I'm going to say. But that's living. That's a person who's experiencing. And I was thinking the following. That's why when we dance, the people who are good dancers, they'll tell you, most of the work of dancing is with your legs. What's with the legs? Dancing is with the legs. Everything else, aside from soccer, kimat, is done with the top part of your body. Aside from transportation, this part of your body, the Mekubalim call it labar migufa, from the waist down, is called not part of your body. It's transporters. You don't do anything practical with that part of your body, something fascinating to think about, except for a couple karate kicks. And soccer, and really soccer, you're just trying to get the ball from one place to another. It's also a transport sport. So what's going on over here? The answer is, when someone dances, even though they make those waving, you know, things, but be'etzem, they feel like they're moving. So they express it with their legs. The greatest feeling of simcha is always that I feel that I have somewhere to go, I have something to do. I have something to live for. And there was a question that was bothering me for a long time. The Shari Kedusha, Rav Chaim Vital, says that all of our midas that we have come from the elements in the world. There's fire, Esh, and in that is anger, and all the desire to kill, Ritzicha, all those terrible, terrible things are in fire. We understand why. Fire is very hot, fire is very scary. And then there's water, Mayim. Mayim is this idea that I could just go out into the world and experience all the taivas. Mayim can't be contained. Water just goes outwards. Fine, got that. Then there's Ruach. Ruach is spirit. That's arrogance, feeling like you're people who are full of it. Literally, people who are inflated. People like that are ruach people, they're wind people. And then there's afar. What's afar? Dirt. So there's one part of this I understand. What midos are in dirt? What midah is in afar? One midah, I understand this, mefurish in the Mesillas Yesharim, dirt is stationary and heavy. And says the Mesillas Yesharim, that's where laziness comes from. So does Rav Chaim Vital. That's where laziness comes from. Because when you're on the couch, you feel like you weigh 500 pounds and you don't want to get out of there. Because you're made of ufer, you're made of dirt. Says Mesillas Yesharim, Malachim don't have these problems. They zip around the universe because they're not made of ufer. Fine, I got that. That makes a lot of sense to me. Laziness and dirt. But then he says another thing, and this bothered me for so long, Rabosai. And Bechesed Hashem, through this Maharal, we could probably understand. He says that depression comes from dirt. Atzvus, sadness, comes from being made of dirt. Why? What's the connection? The idea of dirt being heavy, I hear. And the answer is pashut. Dirt is stationary. It doesn't move. That's exactly how we feel when we feel stuck. We're not moving. Nothing's happening in our lives. We have so many aspirations, so many things we'd like to do. It's been another year, it's another L, and we're back at the same place. We feel like dirt. Pshuto kimashmo. We're not mobile. We're staying in the same situation. How could we have not advanced, Bichlal? How could we have not moved forward? And the answer is that it's extremely hard to move forward. Let's face it. Every year I have the same problem. I'm now embarrassed to look at the things that I thought last Elul, because it's embarrassing to see that I actually thought I would change in those things. I'm done with that. And by the way, it's my own personal opinion that they should never publish the Kabbalahs of Anashim Gidolim, what they were makabel in El. That's my personal opinion. You know why? Because if people would find the things that I try to be makabel and elul, they would also think I'm a malach Hashem, and I'm not one. It's just, I just sit there, and I want to do that, and I want to glow in the dark from Kedusha, and I want to fast 500 days straight and just see what happens, just for kicks. And then, wow, he's a holy guy. He's a nobody. He's a zero. Because with all these things, he hasn't advanced. And these papers depress me. I'm not interested in them anymore. A person needs to have a mahalach. When they have a mahalach in something, they enjoy it. Why do Europeans like soccer and Americans like basketball? Maybe you'll say it's something in the water. I don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. If you don't know how to play a game, you can't enjoy it. You cannot like soccer unless you know how to play soccer. You cannot like basketball unless you know. You need a mahalach and something to enjoy it. Without a mahalach, it's closed. It's removed from you. You have no shaychus with it. And when a person comes to a yeshiva and he's trying to enter the world of Torah, the yeshiva offers a mahalach, a way of being mobile in all areas, a mahalach in learning, a derech halimud, a way of approaching a sugya. What's a good kasha? What's a bad kasha? What's the rhythm of the Gemara? The language barriers. All of these things are creating a mahalach. In yeshiva, a person's developing a way of being able to systematically approach the Gemara. He's looking how he can not just learn, he can learn at home. But here, with all the resources, all the great Rabbanim and Avreichim and the Avirud Yushalayim, there's not just the learning here. Here it's becoming somebody who's mobile. Becoming someone who's really a gadol. What does it mean? Taisa says in Ksubis that when you go to yeshiva, you become an adam gadol. A gadol, the definition of a gadol is someone who's somech al shulchan atmo, who's independent, who knows how to handle something. That's someone who goes to yeshiva, who gets a mahalach. And he gets a mahalach hachayim, a way in life also. Rav Yerucham, in Das Torah, in Balak, Amud Reish Yun Gimel, says the following thing. This is not like Rashi over there. You can take a look. The Gemara in Bracha says, Agra dishmaisa svara. The reward for learning is svara. Interesting. The reward for learning, what's the Gemara talking about? The reward for learning is saying a svara? The reward for learning is saying a svara? Says Rav Yerucham, yes. When a person enters the Beis Medrash and he approaches Talmud Torah, what's the greatest reward that he gets is that he has a clear head of how to approach the next sugya and the next sugya. The agra dishmaisa, the reward for learning, is to be able to have a straight head, what he calls yasher, to be yasher. What does it mean to be yasher? Yasher means straight, but not just straight right now. It's a line that just keeps going and going and going in the right place. And the schar of investing in these things, the schar of having shaychus with your Rebbe, having shaychus with a chabura, having shaychus with the yeshiva, with the Rosh Yeshiva, creates a matzav where I can pick up how this came about. How did they get to be like this? There's a mahalach here. There's a metzias. And that's what it means, the word yasher. The word yasher means something that's moving. And that's why. If you think about it, what's the all the compliments that David HaMelech gives Torah? David HaMelech gives Torah a lot of compliments. He says, Torah Hashem Tamima, nice compliment, right? Mitzvot Hashem Bara, Miras Einayim, it's illuminating. Then he says, Pikudei Hashem Yesharim, the Torah is straight. The word of Hashem is Yashar. Mesam Chilev, it makes you happy. Dafka over there, David HaMelech tells you that somebody who hears something straight in a sugya, it makes him happy. But you know why it makes him happy? Not because it's just a good vart. If something you get something straight, that will lead to something else, to something else, to something else. Everything that's yasher, that's straight, that you get in yeshiva will allow you to do millions and millions of the same thing. Once you get down the rhythm of a certain Gemara, if a person in Bekiah Seder, Chazar's over, certain Gemaras, they repeat, the patterns repeat themselves in Shas. A guy Chazar's one blot, many, many times over, he will see those patterns. the patterns themselves repeat themselves hundreds of times in Shas. He's creating mobility for himself. He's cruising. And that's the simcha of Yashrus, of going in a straight line. The Mesilas Yesharim is a sefer that's called The Path of the Straight. It's very interesting. The word Yesharim in the Mesilas Yesharim only appears once. The word Yashar appears twice. But none of them are like on straight topic. There's nothing about Yesharim in the Mesilas Yesharim. It's about a tzaddik, it's about something called a chassid, and it's about a kadosh. Where is this Yashar guy? Where is he? And the answer is, we daven this. The Yashar is the guy before the tzaddik, before the chassid, and before the kadosh. He's starting off. You'll see. We say this in davening on Shabbos. Befi Yesharim tisalol. In the mouth of the Yesharim we praise. Uvedivrei tzadikim tisbaruch, v'lshon chassidim tisromam, uvekarev kedoshim tiskadash. Tzaddik, we always thought, is the lowest madrega, because that's when you're a good guy who follows Shulchan Aruch. That's what the Mesilas Yesharim says the tzaddik is. Who's this Yashar guy before him? The answer is the Yashar is us, who have a mahalach how to get there. The first thing you need is a straight head and a straight path. Yesharim are people who have a real plan that they can implement, and next Elul they will see they are bigger people. And I want you to know, I see this in our yeshiva all the time. This is one of the greatest matanas the Rabbeinu Shalom gives me, is to watch what goes on in Elul and see what happens to guys in 1 year in this place. And when I tell you that I'm blown away by what happens over here, I'm blown away. Pshuto kamashmo. You see a development that a person is not just learning, but he's being collated, he's absorbing all of the different ways of attacking things, not just in the learning, in his midos also. In the midos also, we find that midos are also a mahalach. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deis at the end, what's the name of the Beis Medrash of Midos that the Avram Avinu taught Klal Yisrael, he taught all of his children? It's called a Derech Hashem. The name of Midos is called the way of Hashem, the way to be mobile in Midos. And says the Rambam that the Avram Avinu set up a Beis Medrash just to teach Midos. And he called the Beis Medrash the place where you learn about Derech Hashem. And he says over here from the Pasuk, Ki adativ leman asher yitzave es bana, but you should teach your children ves beso in your house. Akrav v'shamru derech Hashem lasu stach of mishra. You should guard the derech Hashem. Says the Rambam, what's the way of Hashem? Midos. Why are Midos called mobility? The answer is Pashat. So many things, and I've seen this also, there are so many times where our negativity, our mouths, just being good old-fashioned jerks, have so much stopped us from getting anywhere. We haven't been kona anything because we're so stuck up on stupidity. And a Derech Hashem teaches you how to get over yourself. One of the most enjoyable comments that I heard from this Bein Hazmanim. A bachur in this yeshiva told me what was the greatest thing that happened in his Bein Hazmanim is that he didn't lose patience once. He had a situation where there was a lot of room to lose patience. He didn't lose patience. You know what that means? He's cruising, Rabosai. It's an open freeway. Last Bein Hazmanim, it would be speed bump after speed bump after speed bump. But he has a Derech Hashem. He has a Mahalach. And that brings a person to Simcha. When a person finds a way of being, not just what I'm technically doing, I'm technically learning, but I'm getting something. I'm getting a Mahalach out of this. Then that is real Simcha. That's somebody who doesn't need to actualize his potential. He's doing it. He's living that. And even on the road, it's a thrill. It's not just the goal. Once you feel like you're in a mode where you see this progress happening, then you're good to go. It's a feeling of ecstasy, one after another. One simcha after the next. But a person has to use the Beis Medrash, has to use the yeshiva. The people who use the yeshiva, who use the resources, who use the tzaddikim, who are dwelling among us, and who are being mafalpil b'chabura, who are working together, they're getting a derech, they're moving. And then the other guys who are, they're in the back somewhere, and every siyum causes them tremendous pain because they saw what somebody else did in a year. And he didn't just go through the mesechta. He knows how to make a diuk. He knows how to be bothered by something. Me? I don't see how that happens. He walks into Barnes & Noble and looks for that self-help book. He's like, well, the other people there, Rachmana Litzlan. And it's in all areas. Chumash Rabosai. How many times are we going to be at Shabbos Sudas and want to slide under our chairs when they start talking about the Parsha? Please don't ask me who Lot is. Please don't ask me who Lot is. I know he's somebody who's related to Yitzchak or somebody or nobody. Or... Please, why can't we just start to empower ourselves? A person comes, there are people in this Beis Medrash who have Chidushei Torah on the Chumash every week. Things that I personally get stumped all the time from their questions, and for me that's the biggest nachas. Why? Because they said, enough with this stupidity. I'm going to run this Suda. Watch out, Avrich. Your wife's going to think like, wait, where did this guy come from? How does he know so much? I'm taking over here. I'm not sliding under the table. No. The pshat is a person can do all this. A person can have all of this. A person can be shayach to all this. Halacha. Halacha is also called halichas olam. Al tikri halichas el halachas. Halachas is mobility. I was once having a fight with somebody, a little good fight, not too aggressive. But a Talmud Chacham said he didn't like one of the books about Shabbos for kids. It's all about the don'ts of Shabbos. You can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do this, you can't do that. And he was saying kids don't want to hear about that. They want to hear about the beauty of Shabbos. And I saw this was not true in my home. Bechlal. I would like sometimes wake up from a nap and hear my kids fighting about Borer. Like, and whether or not their Lego is Bona. So who's right? What's pshat? Am I a weirdo? Maybe. You guys are saying my family's weird. Could be. It could be. But I'm standing up here, I'm going to tell you my opinion. No. The pshat is the following. The pshat is that people love to know things. There are a lot of people who don't even realize. They're closet briskers. They'd love to be machmir. They just don't know anything. So then they just avoid the topic. I remember when I was learning Masechta Sukkah, I wanted to passel every sukkah I saw. Because I learned this Masechta. It's mine. What's going on with that? What's going on with that? Hey, Dofen Akuma. What's that Levud? I'm getting this thing. There's an enjoyment of being behind the wheel. In all areas, the problem is a feeling like I'm not part of this process. And that's what El's about. Borei Olam wants us behind the wheel. Borei Olam wants us to join the program. Borei Olam wants us to be part of this. And Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be zeicha that we reach emes madregas of yashrus and go all the madregas, yisharim tisalal, and tzaddikim, and chasidim, and kedoshim, Be'ezus Hashem.